以下是 His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada 的讲课内容，不叫梵格原意第二章世界十八，时间1973年8月24日，地点英国伦敦。
Only the material body of the indestructible, immeasurable, and eternal living entity is subject to destruction. Therefore, fight, O descendants of Bharata.
永恒的生物体是不可毁灭的。无法测量的，只有它的物质躯体会遭到毁灭，因此作战吧，巴尔塔的后裔。
Antavartai me deha nittasya vata sharir sharirina This is Puranama Sharirin. So, Sharirin or Shariri means the proprietor of the Sharir or body.
Sharirin 呢是 Sharirin 的复数 Sharirin 或者 Shariri 意思是 Sharira 的拥有者 Sharira 是躯体
Sharir means his body.And Sharirin, one who possesses the body.
Sharira, 这个躯体 Sharirin, 拥有这个躯体的人
So, Puranama is Sharirin.
复数便是 Sharirin.
In a varieties of ways, Krishna is convincing Arjuna that the soul is different from this body.
以许多种不同的方式 Krishna 在说法中呢灵魂是和躯体有区别的
So this body Antavant it will finish
这个躯体是 Antavant 是会结束的
However, you may try, so scientifically, applying cosmetic and other things, you cannot save the body.
无论你怎么试，怎么科学的去试，用化妆品或者用其他的东西，你无法拯救这个身体。这是不可能的。
Anta means end.And both means possessing.
Antavant. Anta 意思是结束 ，vat 意思是拥有 ，antavant 意思是有结束的时候。
So you have got your duty to fight, and you are lamenting that.The body of your grandfather or teacher or kinsman, they will be destroyed and you will be unhappy.
你有作战的义务，但是你在为你的祖父、老师和亲人的躯体所悲伤，因为他们会被毁灭，你会不快乐。
That's all right, you will be unhappy. But even if you do not fight,their body will be finished today or tomorrow or say a few years after
这是对的你会不快乐但是即便你不作战他们的躯体也会结束今天或者明天或者几年以后
So why should you go back from discharging your duty
那你为什么要不履行你的义务呢
This is the point
这是要点
And so farThe soul is concerned of your grandfather, teacher, and others. They are nitya, eternal.
至于灵魂，你的祖父的、老师的或其他人的，是 nitya 永恒的。
Already explained. Nitya sa upta.
已经解释过了。Nitya sa upta.
Now Krishna here also says.Ukta. Ukta means it is said.
Krishna 在这里说了 Ukta， Ukta 意思是说过了的。
Not that dogmatically I am speaking. I am putting up some theory. No.
我并不是在提出什么教条或者提出什么理论。
It is said.
这已经被说过了。
It is already settled. It is already ascertained.
早就已经被确定了，被确认了的。
And in the Vedic literature, by authorities.It is so said.
在伟大文献中，这已经被权威们所说过了。
This is the way of presenting evidence.
这是提供证据的方法。
Even Krishna, the supreme personality of Godhead, he does not theorize.
虽然 Krishna 是至尊人格神，他也不空谈理论。
He said it is said, authorized.
他说这是已经说过的，这是有权威的。
Onasina apramaya Onasina means destructive and Onasina means not destructive.
Onasina 的意思是会毁坏的， Onasina 的意思是不会毁坏的。
Sarirana the soulOnashina, it will never be destroyed.
Sharirina, 这个灵魂是 Anashina, 永远不会被毁坏的。
And Apramayasa, immeasurable.
还有 Apramayasa, 无法测量的。
It cannot be measured.
它是不能被测量的。
In the Vedic literature, the measurement is described there, but you cannot measure it.
在伟大文献中描写了它的量度，但是你无法去测量它。
Anything, so many things are described in the Vedic literature.
在伟大文献中，一切这么多东西都解释过了。
So you are.So advanced in scientific knowledge, but neither you can say that it is not fact, neither you can estimate.
你们在科学知识中那么进步，但是你们也无法说这不是事实，你们也无法去估计。
Just like in the Padma Purana, the varieties of living entities are expressed.Express Jalajanamulakhani, the aquatic animals or living entities are 900,000.
正如在 Padma Purana 中，生物体的种类解释过了，水族的生动物或者说生物体有900,000种。
So you cannot say.No, it is not 900. It is less or more.
你无法说，不是900,000种，是更少或者更多。
It is not possible for you to see within the water how many varieties are.
你是无法到水里去看到底有多少种的。
You might have the biologist, they might have experimented.But it is not possible to see 900,000 forms.
生物学家们，他们也许做过实验，但是是不可能看到这900,000种形体的。
That is not possible.
这是不可能的。
Jalajanamulakhani, Savara Lakhavinshat. So that trees and plants, there are 2 million varieties.
树木和植物有200,000种。
Savara Lakhavinshati, Krimaya Rudrasankaka, and the insects, they are 1,100,000.
昆虫有110,000种。
So it is a puzzling thing that how Vedic literature places everything very correctly.
这是很令人困惑的，伟大文献怎么会把一切都说得那么对？
9,000,000,11,000,200,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000
这被称为觉悟。
So, we take it for granted.
我们可以不加思索地认可它。
Our facility is because we accept the Vedas as authority. Therefore, the knowledge is there ready.
我们的便利是因为我们接受韦达为权威，因此知识就在那里准备好的。
If somebody asks me or you, can you say how many forms of living entities are there within the water? It is very difficult. Even the biologist cannot say.
如果有人问我或者问你，你能说出来在水里有多少种生物体吗？这是非常难的问题，即便生物学家也说不出来。
Although they are very expert.
虽然他们是非常专家的。
I cannot say.
我也无法说。
But our facilities, we can immediately say. There are 900,000.
但是我没有方便，我们可以立即说有900,000种。
Although I have never experimented, neither seen personally. But because it is explained in the Vedic literature, I can say you correct.
虽然我从没有做过实验，也没有亲自看到过，但是因为这是在伟大文献中解释的，我可以立即正确地告诉你。
Therefore, in the Vedanta Sutra, it is said that you want to see or perceive directly anything. Just like so many rascals come, they challenge, can you show me God?
因此在 Vedanta Sutra 中谈到，如果你想直接的看到或察觉到任何东西，正如现在有很多恶棍来挑战说，你能把神展示给我看吗？
So, yes, we can show you God, provided you have got the eyes.
是的，我们可以把神展示给你看，如果你有眼睛的话。
God can be seen by different type of eyes.
神是可以用另外一种眼睛看到的。
Not these eyes.
不是这些眼睛。
That is stated in the Shastra.
这是在下世界中谈到的。
Atha Sri Krishna Namadi Navavet Gayam Indriyai. Indriya means these senses, these material senses.
Indriya 意思是这些感官，这些物质感官。
With these material senses, you cannot experience directly what is the form of the Lord, what is His quality, what does He do.
用这些物质感官，你无法直接体验到什么是神的形体，什么是他的品质，他做些什么事情。
So many things you want to know about this Supreme.
关于自尊有这么多事情我们想知道。
But Shastra describes the qualities of the Lord, the form of the Lord, the activities of the Lord.
但是 Shastra 描述了神的品质、神的形体、神的活动。
You can learn.
你可以学习。
Shastra Jyoni Pyat. Jyoni means soul.
Shastra Yuni Tva. Yuni 意思是源泉。
Source, Shastra Jyoni. fasten your pushyat, your eyes should be this hastra.
Shastra chakshya, 你的眼睛应该是 shastra,
not this blunt eyes.
不是这些迟钝的眼睛。
Everything we also experience by shastra, by book.
一切我们都通过 shastra, 通过书来体验。
So, we have to see through the authorized book the description which is beyond our perception.
因此我们必须通过权威的书籍来看那些超越我们感官的描述。
Achinta Phaluji Bhava Natas Tarkena Jujat Tarkena by argument which is beyond your sense perception.
Tarkena 通过论证就是超越感官察觉的。
So many things. Even if we see daily so many planets, stars in the sky, but we have no information.
有那么多东西，虽然我们每天都在天空中看到行星、星球，我们没有信息。
They are going directly to see the moon planet, but hopelessly coming back.
他们想去直接的到星月球上，但是毫无希望的回来了。
It is very doubtful to say.
说他们去过是非常可疑的。
And they have got a dogmatic impression. They accept this planet, in other planets, so many. There is no life.
而且他们有教条的印象，除了这个星球，在其他的那么许多星球上没有生命。
These are not perfect understanding.
这些不是完美的理解。
From Shastra journey, if you want to see through the Shastra, that's a moon planet.
从 Shastra journey, 如果你通过 Shastra 来看。正如这个月球
We have got information from Srimad Bhagavatam that there the people they live for 10,000 of years.
我们从 Srimad Bhagavatam 中得到信息，在那里的人能活上上万年。
And what is that measurement of years?
那的年是怎么计算的呢？
Our 6 months equal to their 1 day.
我们的六个月等于他们的一天。
Now, such 10,000 of years, this image.
有这样的十万年，想象一下是多长。
It is called Daiva Barsha. Daiva Barsha means year according to the Demigod's calculation.
这位称为 Deva Varsa, 意思是按照半神的方法所计算的年。
That's like Brahma's day. That is Demigod's calculation.
正如 Brahma 的天，那是半神的计算方法。
Sahasra Bhujuga Parjantam Arahajyat Brahmano Vidu.We have got information from Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says that they calculate the years of the demigod.
我们从 Bhagavad Gita 中得到信息， Krishna 说他们是按照半神人的方法来计算年的。
Everyone's year is calculated.
每一个人的年都是有不同的方法计算的。
This is called And this is accepted by the modern science. Relative truth of the law of relativity.
这也是现代科学所接受的相对真理，或者说相对论。
A small ant, he has got also 100 years age. But the ant's 100 years and our 100 years difference.
一只小蚂蚁，它也有100岁，但是蚂蚁的100年和我们的100年是不同的。
This is called relation.
这便是相对的。
According to your size of body, everything, in relationship, our 100 years and Brahma's 100 years, that is different.
按照你的躯体的大小，一切都是相对的。我们的100年和 Brahma 的100年是不同的。
Therefore, Krishna says, calculate like this: sahasra yuga paryantam arhat brahmano vidu.
因此 ，Krishna 说要这么来计算。
Now, to try to understand what is the age of Brahma by calculating one day.
如果你想知道。Brahma 的年纪有多大？可以试着计算他的一天。
Your sahasra yuga. We have got 4 yugas. Satya, Treta, Dapar, Kali. These are called 4. This calculation is 43,100,000.
你的 sahasra yuga. 我们有4个 yuga. Satya, Treta, Dapar, Kali.这一共是4个，加起来是430万年。
That is the sum total of the 4 yugas.
这是4个 yuga 的总和。
18, 12, 8, and 4. How many sums?
18, 12, 8, 4，加起来是多少呢？
18 and 12.30, and then 8, 38, then 4. This is rough calculation.
18+12=30, 8+38=4. 这是大约的算法。
42, 43.
42或者说43个10万年。
Then sahasra yuga paryantam. So many years. Sahasra yuga paryantam arhat. Arhat means day.
有这么多的年，arhat是一天，等于一天。
Sahasra yuga paryantam arhat jat brahmano vidu. This is the one day of Brahma.
这是 Brahma 的一个白天。
One day means morning to evening.
一天意思是从早上到晚上。
43,100,000 years, your calculation.
按照你的算法是430万年。
Therefore, these things are to be understood through this shastra.
因此，这些事情是要通过 shastra 来理解的。
Otherwise, you have no knowledge. You cannot calculate. You cannot go to Brahma. You cannot go even to the moon planet.
要不然的话，你便没有知识，你无法来计算，你无法到 Brahma 那里去，你甚至连月球也去不了。
And what to speak of? Brahma Lok is the ultimate, the remotest part of this universe.
更不要提 Brahma Lok, 那是这个宇宙里面最高的、最远的部分。
So, by your direct experience, you cannot.Calculate, neither you can go.
通过你的直接的体验，你无法来算计，你也无法亲自去。
They estimate the modern aeronautics. They estimate that in order to go to the topmost planet, will require 40,000 years by going in the light year. Then just like light year, we have got calculated.
现在的天文学家们，他们估计说，要到最高的星球上，需要有40,000年的时间。如果是以光的速度走
，So we cannot estimate by direct perception, even in this material world, and what to speak of the spiritual world.
即便是在这个物质世界中，我们也无法用直接的感官来估计。 更不要提理性世界了。
是啊，
不可能的。
Pantasti koti satavatsa sampragamma vayurathapi manasu manipungavana. My mental, manipunga means mental speculation.
通过心智，摩尼彭格意思是心智推敲。
You can go on mental speculating, but if you do, even for many hundreds and thousands of years, it is not possible to calculate.
你可以不断的心智推敲，但即便你这么做上百年、上千年，也是不可能算出来的。
You have to accept this truth through the Shastra, otherwise it is not possible.
你必须要通过 Shastra 来接受这个真理，不然的话是不可能的。
Therefore Krishna said, Nitta Sukta Sari Ukta. Ukta means it is said.
因此 Krishna 说Nitya Shukta Sharira Ukta. Ukta 的意思是这是说过的。
Not that I am presenting some dogma, although he can do so, his Supreme Personality.
并不是说我现在在呈现一些教条，虽然他是可以这么做的，因为他是自尊人格神。
This is the method.
这是方法。
Unless there is Ukta.Said by authorities, previous authorities, acharyas, you cannot say anything.
除非有 ukta, 是由权威，由先前的权威 acharya 们说过的，你不能说任何东西。
This is called parampara.
这位称为 parampara.
You try to understand with your intelligence, but you cannot make any addition or alteration.
你试着用你的智慧来理解，但是你不能做任何增加或者修改。
That is not.
这是不行的。
That is called nitya sukta. It is said. It is already settled. You cannot argue.
因此，在这件事中 ，nitya sukta 这是说过的，这是早就定下来的，你无法争辩。
Nitya sukta 所以呢。Anasina Pramesha, immeasurable. Now, this soul, as in the previous verse we have understood, Avinashi Putadividhi Jena Sarvamidam Tatam. This is not measurement of the soul, but the power of the soul. You can measure.
灵魂是无法测量的，在前一世界中也谈到这并不是要去测量灵魂，但是灵魂的力量你是可以想办法估计的。
But not the soul. It is not possible. Soul is so small that it is not possible. You have no measuring means, and because now our material senses, it is not possible.
但是并不是要测量灵魂，那是不可能的。灵魂是那么小，这是不行的。你没有测量的方法。而且因为我们现在是物质的感官，这是做不到的。
You can simply understand by consciousness, just like when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fainted in the Jagannath temple, Sarvamo Bhattacharya examined that there was no consciousness.
你可以只是通过知觉来理解，正如当 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在 Jagannath庙里面晕倒的时候 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 检验那里没有知觉。
Even the abdomen was not moving.
即便是腹部也一动不动。
When actually you have consciousness, when you breathe, the abdomen moves.
当你有知觉的时候，你呼吸，腹部会移动。
But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's abdomen was tested by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. It was also not moving.
但是 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 检验了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的腹部一动不动。
So he thought that this sannyasi might have died.
因此他想，这个 sannyasi 可能已经死去了。
But he again tried. He brought a little cotton swab. And put before his nostrils. And when he saw the swab, the fibers a little moving, then he became hopeful. Yes.
但是他又试了一次，他拿一小团棉花放到他的鼻孔前，他看到纤维稍微的动了动，因此他又充满了希望，嗯，还活着。
So everything has got a different type of calculation, measurement, but so far the soul is concerned, it is said here, apramaya soul, there is no soul samvedana.
一切都是有不同的方法来测量、来估计的，但是至于灵魂，这里说了 apramaya soul是没有任何方法来测量的。
There is no soul.
没有任何方法。
Therefore, the so-called materialist science, they say there is no soul.
因此，所谓的物质主义的科学便宣称没有灵魂。
No, there is soul. This is the proof. There is soul. This is the proof. What is that proof? First of all, there is consciousness. This is the proof.
不，是有灵魂的。灵魂存在是有证据的，证据是什么？首先有知觉，这便是证据。
But you cannot measure.
但是你无法去测量。
The place is also located. The soul is there in the heart. Ishvara sarvabhutanam riddheshe arjuna tishtati.
位置也是确定的，灵魂是在心脏中。Krishna 说自尊主处于众生物体的心中。
So, the soul is in the heart, and Krishna is also in the heart.
因此灵魂是在心中， Krishna 也是在心中。
Because they remain both together.
因为他们总是在一起的。
So, place is also located. You can perceive also by consciousness that there is presentation of soul. But if you want to measure by experiment, that is not possible.
因此位置也是定的，你也可以通过知觉来察觉到有灵魂的存在，但是 你如果想通过实验来测量，那是不可能的。
Therefore, this is called apramaya. Pramaya means direct perception. I can see, or I can touch, I can handle.
因此它被称为 apramaya.Pramaya 意思是直接的察觉，我可以看，我可以接触，我可以处理。
So that is, Krishna says, no, it is not possible. Up to. Then how I shall accept? Now Krishna says, no, how I can believe Krishna? Krishna says, Upta. It is already settled by authorities.
因此 Krishna 说那是不可能的，而不是 Maya。 那么我怎么接受呢？是 Krishna 在说，我为什么要相信 Krishna 呢？ Krishna 说 Ukta， 这是权威们所定下来的。
Ukta， this is Parampara.
Ukta， 这是 Parampara 的方法系统。
Krishna also says Ukta.
Krishna 也说 Ukta.
Krishna does not say that I speak, no.
Krishna 并没有说我这么说。
Ukta, there is Vedic evidence.
Ukta, 有伟大的证据。
Where it is? In the Upanishads, there is just like Balagra Satabhagasthas Satadhakulpitasthas Bhagajiva Savigyaya Sacha Anantaya Kalpitasthas. It is in the Upanishad. Sita Satara Upanishad.
证据在哪里呢？在乌帕尼沙德中，例如在薛塔薛塔乌帕尼沙德中有这么一个世界。
This is called Vedic evidence.
这边是伟大的证据。
And another, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is evidence.
在另一处，在 Srimad Bhagavatam 中也有证据。
What is that? Keshabdra Satabhagasya Satudha. Sadhisham, jiva, sukshma, sukshma, very fine, jiva, sukshma, sarupa,
I am asankhaya person.
This jiva, not 1, 2, 3, 4, you cannot calculate.
Sukshma, 非常细微的这个jiva并不是一二三四，你无法来计算。
Asankhaya. So these are evidences.
是 asankhaya.
In the Vedic literature.
这些便是在伟大文献中的证据。
So you have to accept it.
所以我们必须要接受的。
Krishna confirms it. And actually also you cannot measure.
Krishna 证实了这点。而且事实上你无法去测量。
But we get evidence the presence of the soul, presence of the soul.
但是我没有证据，灵魂是存在的。
Still, how you can say there is no soul? No. This is foolishness.
我们怎么还能说没有灵魂呢？不，这只是愚蠢。
The whole world is going on under this foolishness.
整个世界都是在这种愚蠢之下运转。
Not only now, before also.
不仅仅是现在，在先前也是。
Like Charvaka Muni, he was atheist. He did not believe.
例如 Charvaka Muni, 他是无神论者，他也不相信。
Lord Buddha also, said like that, but he cheated.
主布达也是那么说过的，但他是在欺骗。
He knew everything because he is incarnation of God.
他知道一切，因为他是神的化身。
But he had to cheat the people in that way, because they are not intelligent.
但是他必须那么样的去欺骗人们，因为他们不够智慧。
Why not intelligent?
为什么不智慧呢？
Because they were killers of animals. They lost their intelligence.
因为他们屠杀动物。他们丧失了他们的智慧。
Keshava,
Keshava, 哦，主哈瑞，以降临为主布的荣耀归于您。
Those are animal killers. Their brain is dull as stone.
那些屠杀动物的人，他们的大脑像石头一样的愚笨。
They cannot understand.
他们什么都理解不了。
Therefore, meat eating should be stopped.
因此，肉食应该被制止。
In order to revive the finer tissues of the brain to understand subtle things, one must give up meat eating.
为了恢复大脑中那些精细的组织，以便理解精微的事情，一个人必须放弃肉食。
Vina pasuna.The statement of the king, what is it? Not the district. Parikshit Maharaj.
Vina Pushiknath, 这是 Parikshit Maharaj 说过的话。
He said that God consciousness, Krishna consciousness,cannot be understood by the animal killer.
他说神的知觉 Krishna 的知觉是不可能被屠杀动物的人所理解的。
Vinapasu nidvitta tarsai rupogiyamara. You'll find those are animal killers. The so-called Christians and Mohammedans, they cannot understand.
你会发现那些屠杀动物的人，所谓的基督徒或者穆斯林徒，他们无法理解。
They're simply fanatics.
他们只是狂热者。
Cannot understand what is soul, what is God.
无法理解什么是灵魂，什么是神。
They have got some theories, and they're thinking we are religious. What is seen?What is pious activities? These things are not understood by them because they are animal killers.
他们有一些理论，而且他们认为他们自己是宗教家。什么是罪恶？什么是情人活动？这些事情他们不理解，因为他们都屠杀动物。
It is not possible.
那是不可能的。
Therefore, Lord Buddha propagated ahimsa. Ahimsa.
因此，祖布达提倡 ahimsa。
Because he saw the whole human race is going to hell by this animal killing.
因为他看到整个人类都由于屠杀动物而走向地狱。
Let me stop them so that they may, in future they may become sober.
让我来制止他们吧，这样他们在未来会变得更加清醒一些。
Sadaya, Ridaya, Darshita, two sides. First of all, you are very much compassionate. The poor animals, they are being killed.
这是两方面的。首先，他非常有同情心，看到那些可怜的动物在被屠杀。
And another side, he saw the whole human race is going to hell. So let me do something.
在另外一方面，他看到整个人类都在走向地狱。因此让我来做点事情吧。
Therefore he had to deny the existence of the soul because their brain will not tolerate such thing.
因此他必须否认灵魂的存在，因为他们的大脑无法忍受这样的事情，无法承受。
Therefore he did not say anything of the soul or God.
因此他没有提关于灵魂或者关于神的任何事情。
He said that you stop animal killing.
他说你要停止屠杀动物。
If I pinch you, you feel pain. Why should you give pain to others?
如果我掐你，你会感到疼，那你为什么还要把痛苦给别人呢？
Never mind, he has no soul. That's all right. He did not talk anything about soul.
不要管他是不是有灵魂，那无关紧要，他并没有谈关于灵魂的任何事情。
So these people say the animals have no soul. But that's all right. But he is feeling pain when you are killing the animal.
这些人说动物没有灵魂，就算这样，但是当你屠杀动物的时候，他是感到痛苦的。
So you also feel pain. So why should you give pain to others?
你也是会感到痛苦的，那你为什么还要把痛苦给别人呢？
That is Lord Buddha's theory.
那是祖布达的理论。
Sadaya ridaya darshita pasu khatam ninnasi jagga vidhi raha suti jatam. He denied, I don't accept Veda.
他拒绝伟大，说我不接受伟大。
Because in Vedas there is sometimes recommendation not for killing.But for giving rejuvenation to that animal. But killing in that sense is there for sacrifice.
因为在伟大经中有时候会推荐，当然不是为了杀生，是为了给予动物年轻的生命。因此在那种意义下的杀生是为了祭祀牺牲。
So the, but Lord Buddha did not accept it, animal killing in sacrifice.
但是祖布达即便是在即使牺牲杀死动物也不接受。
Therefore, nindasi means you are criticizing.
因此 nindasi 意思是他在批评。
Nindasi jagga vidhi raha hastuti jata. Sadaya ridaya darshi. Why? You are so kind and compassionate.
为什么呢？因为他是这么的仁慈，这么有同情心。
That is Krishna consciousness. God is.Very kind, very compassionate. He does not lie.
那是 Krishna 直觉，神是这么的仁慈，这么的有同情心，他不喜欢这些杀生的事情。
But when there is necessity, he can kill.
但是当有必要的时候，他可以去杀。
But his killing and our killing is different.
但是他的杀和我们的杀是不同的。
He's all good.Anyone killed by Krishna, he immediately gets salvation. These things are there.
他是全善的，任何一个人被 Krishna 杀死，立即便可以得到解救、解脱。
So, immeasurable. You cannot measure what is the soul, but the soul is there, and the body is perishable.
灵魂是无法测量的，你无法量度什么是灵魂，但是灵魂是在那里的，而身体是会毁灭的。
If you do not try to save the bodies of your grandfather and teacher and others, as you are so much overwhelmed, so they are perishable.
如果你即便是不作战，你可以，拯救了你这么重视的你祖父、你老师或其他人的躯体，但是这些也是会毁灭的。
Antavanta, tomorrow.
Antavanta 意味着今天或者明天。
Suppose your grandfather is already old, and so you do not kill him just now, or say after 1 year, 6 months, he may die because he's already old.
你的祖父已经老了，如果你现在不杀死他，那么一年之后或者六个月之后，他也会死，因为他已经老了。
These are the arguments put forward. The main point is Krishna wants Arjuna that he must fight.
这些便是 Krishna 提出的论点，要点是 Krishna 想要 Arjuna 明白他必须作战。
He must not deviate from his duty as a Kshatriya. He should not be overwhelmed by the bodily destruction.
他不能从他作为 Kshatriya 的职责中偏离出来，他不应该被这些躯体的毁灭弄得不知所措。
Therefore, he is giving instruction. The body is different from the soul, so don't think that the soul will be killed. You stand up and fight. This is the instruction.
因此，他可以指示这个躯体是和灵魂不同的，不要认为灵魂会被杀死，你要站起来作战，这是他的训示。
Thank you.
结束。